to MAR, Mersey Randolph Energy Radio, 1386 kHz, that's 217 metres immediate wave. Why not write to us with a request, dedication, or a reception report? Our email address is mar@rock.com. That's mar@rock.com. Why not visit our website at www.mar1386.com. That's www.mar1386.com.
Due to a few minor problems last week, you heard one of my old radio shows last week. Don't ask me, but only 10 minutes of my last week's radio show is, so here's a re-edited version of this one. No, it's really live, honestly, and I've got to be on my best behaviour this week. Yes, the missus is on at 8:30. Oh.
Baby place, you got the cutest little baby place. There's not another that can take your place. Baby place, my heart is thumping. We sure have started something, baby place.
On MAR, you're listening to the Hammy Hamster Show.
Say who's lurking there, popping to the shops, listen to the cops, lock your doors and windows, be aware, and at night, lock up tight, take good care, don't let them creep in while you are sleeping, always lock up tight, cause you don't know who's out there, yes it's safe to say that it pays to be aware.
Oh, blimey. Linda Ronstadt getting us underway. It's too easy, the falling easy.
Linda Ronstadt.
Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Blimey O'Reilly. Yeah, who the heck are we? What are we? Well, I'm Hammy Hamster, starting up Saturdays as usual. 4:20, we got rock radio. 4:30, Hammy's Chart Sandwich, 1982. Mentions going out to Tony Hayes this week. Yes, you've heard the name. More on him in a little while. Top of the hour, 5 o'clock. Horoscopes, said something a bit silly at 5:20. Okay, well, and today's rundown on the presenters. After me, Paul J. today at 5:30. 7 o'clock, Dave Rogers flashback show. 8:30, a new one to you lot. I live with a Libby B's R&D Motown show. Followed by Roger D. Okie dokie.
Breaststroke, backstroke, butterfly crawl, dog paddle, belly flop, you can do them all. Learn to swim. Diving from the highest board or dabbling your toe tips, all together in a row or polishing your back flips. Do it in the council pool or where the millionaires go. Learn to swim. The lip press like a fountain flash, Granny takes it easy. Henry wants to cut to dash on a surfboard when it's breezy. Find the place you like the best, do it in your pattern best. Learn to swim. Breaststroke, backstroke, butterfly and crawl, dog paddle, belly flop, you can do them all. Learn to swim. Learn to swim.
And sweet talking guy, blimey. Well, hopefully we're recording this time. Yes, this is the third attempt I've made of doing this radio show. We got last Saturday's disaster. I had a go at making this radio show yesterday and forgot to press the record button. Don't even ask about it, yes. Well, anyway, top 10 places that are where tourists go in the UK, all right? Blackpool Pleasure Beach, about 6 million visitors annually. Extras are charged. Over 6 million visitors enjoy the rides and attractions of Blackpool Pleasure Beach every year, with an astonishing 6 million plus visitors each year. Blackpool Pleasure Beach deserves its number one spot on our list of top 10 visitor attractions in the UK. The next one, falling in at 5.9 million, the British Museum. The British Museum contains a huge collection of art and artifacts from across the world, founded in 1753. It was the first national public museum in the world. The entries be free. That's not too bad in London, is it? Tate Modern down there in London, 4.8 million, free entry again. One of the four Tate Art Galleries, the Tate Modern stands on the south bank of the River Thames in London. And houses some of UK's collection of international modern art from around about 1900. Coming at 4.3 million, the National Gallery, yet again free entry. Over 2,300 works of art from many famous paintings and artists, housing the National Collection of Western European paintings from the 13th to the 19th centuries. And National History Museum, 3.6 million, again free entry. One of the three largest museums in South Kensington area of London. Natural History Museum contains some of the world's most important specimens in the area of zoology, botany and mineralogy. The London Eye, yeah, surprise, surprise, we've got to pay for that one. 3.5 million, mind. More visitors annually than the pyramids of Giza and the Taj Mahal have attracted over 30 million visitors since it opened in the year 2000. And finally, in this little bit, Alton Towers, 3.1 million. Of course, you're going to pay to get into that one. Alton Towers is a world-class theme park and resort based in Staffordshire, with over 3 million visitors in 2000. And 8, okay.
1386.
And now, 1314 kilohertz.
Super Couples Alternative. Body, 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 body. M-A-R-R-R. 13.
Felice Taylor. Oh, moving right along. After Alton Towers at 3.1 million, we got the Science Museum, 2.7 million, free entry. Renowned throughout the world for its collection of scientific artifacts. Founded in 1857, the Science Museum in London is renowned for the world of over for historic artifacts and scientific artifacts, from aircraft to microchips. Tower of London, also free entry, 2.1 million. Built in the 1800s by Will the Conqueror, the Tower of London's role has been a fortress, royal palace, and prison through its long and bloody history. And finally, the best one, the one, V&A, the Victorian Albert, 2.6 million, free entry, over 4.5 million works of art spanning more than 5,000 years of history is often abbreviated to the V&A. The Victorian Albert Museum in London is famous for housing the largest collection of decorative arts and design, with over 4.5 million objects of art spanning 5,000 years. Okay, well, right after this we got Rock Radio.
She's the girl who stole my heart. My Venus in blue jeans is the Cinderella I adore. She's my very special angel too, a fairy tale come true. They say the seven wonders in the world, but what they say is out of date. There's more than seven wonders in this world. I just met number eight. My Venus in blue jeans is everything I hoped she'd be. A teenage goddess from above, and she belongs to me. Teenage goddess from above, and she belongs to me.
Mark Winter and Venus in Blue Jeans. All right, well, we're just about on clock. I pressed the record button today, which is a considerable improvement on yesterday.
Radio.
MAR 1386.
Hello, David. How you doing down there in Newport? Hello. I know you like the earlier stuff. The ZZ Top will do. It's a rock radio segment.
Give me all your loving, all your hugs and
ZZ Top and Give Me All Your Loving. Well, where can you listen to us? www.mar1386.com or www.mar.me.uk. Yeah, you'll find our streams there on www.mar.me.uk. You'll find the presenters' profiles, all sorts of interesting things. If you happen to be in the Merseyside area, you can hear us on 1386 kilohertz, 217 meters on the medium wave, and 1314 kilohertz, 228 meters on the medium wave. And I think we just about got it sussed now that you'll hear the rewind shows. In case you missed us during the day, you'll hear us on the weekend overnight, yeah? We'll just sort of like say who the heck it was and when we were broadcasting and all that thing. If you want to get in touch with us, get a mention on any of the radio shows, we'll all say hi to you. mar@rock.com, that's mar@rock.com. Or you can text us 07504-464-678. That's 07504-464-678.
Your hands get germs that are dirty and mean, so stop, wash them, and keep them clean.
Top Rocket Radio Program.
Let's do it, partner.
Here's on the air.
It's Uploader and Dancing in the Moonlight. Oh my goodness. What's that you're saying, Paul?
Next, it's Hammy Hamster's Chart Sandwich. On MAR, it's now time for Hammy Hamster's Chart Sandwich.
Our Cliff Richard chart of 1982 this week. Cliff Richard, Climbing Paul from 14, The Only Way Out. Into the charts between 78 and 1982. My area of interest, he says. British top 40 would be great. Right, so your wish is my command. This is 1982 from this week. Back in years gone longer.
Number 9!
Japan. Too shy.
Maybe you want to give me kisses sweet, only for a night and no repeat. Maybe you'll go away and never come. And the taste of honey's worse than that at all. Oh, little girl, in that case I don't want to fight. I do believe it. Maybe you think that love was made for
Japan. I second that emotion. Nun Mover at number 9. Well, if you're thinking it's a little bit unfair for Tony Hayes, who's a member of our staff here, to get a mention on the radio, well, all you've got to do, if you want to beat him to it next time round, email us at mar@rock.com, that's mar@rock.com, or you can text us 07504-464-678, that's 07504-678. Okay, right. Kid Creole and the Coconut. Climbing 3 from number 11. Creole and his coconuts. Phil Higgins climbing three from number 11 to number 8. Alright then, here we go then.
Number 7!
A Bananarama. Falling one from number 6 to number 7. Shy Boy. We'll be right back. Bananarama and Shy Boy falling one from number 6-2. Number 7. Oh, you'll recognize this one, I think. I hope. Trio falling one from number 5 to number 6. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da. All right then, well, we're round about at the segment where I will normally give you a rundown as sort of tell you if you want to beat Tony Hayes next week, if I don't get an email or something off any of you, you know, Tony Hayes is going to win again next week, okay? So you're stuck with the year 78 to 82. 82 is this week, yeah. If you want a different year, the listeners get the first priority, mar@rock.com, or text us on 07504-464-678. That's 07504-464-678. All right? Okay.
Number 5!
It started with a kiss.
Staying static at number 5.
The aroma of your perfume. You and I were inseparable. It was love at first sight. You made me promise to marry you. I made you promise to be my wife. But then I couldn't help but know.
Of the chart this week.
Number 3!
Madness Now and Driving in My Car. I think so. And for the final non-mover this week is Yazoo. Don't go.
Yeah.
Gazoo. Non-mover this week at number 3. Don't go. Oh, blimey, Riley. Shall run down after Irene. No, that is number 1. Oh, well, we had to make a mistake sooner or later. All right, we're making lots and lots of them today. Oh, blimey, O'Reilly. It's going to go wrong. It's going to go wrong with style. Where's the number 2 jingle? All right, there's the number 2 jingle. Right, if we put that in there, and things were going as if to time.
Number 2!
Right. We'll have another go, shall we? Irene Cara, we were on time. Well, we're not now, anyway. She fell from number 1 last week to this week's number 2, Irene Cara and Fame. Okay, here we go then, the chart rundown. Number 10, Falling 4 from 14. Sorry, Climbing 4 from 14. Cliff Richard, The Only Way Out. Staying Static, Japan. I second that emotion. Climbing 3 from 11 to number 8. Kid Creole and His Coconuts. Stool Pigeon. Number 7, Falling 1 from number 6. Bananarama, Shy Boy. Falling 1 from number 5 to number 6, Trio, Da 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 Da. Climbing 2 from number 7 to number 5, Hot Chocolate, It Started With A Kiss. Staying Static, Madness, Driving In My Car. Staying Static, Yazoo, Don't Go, number 3. And you just heard it, Falling 1 from number 2, Irene Cara. So what do you think is number 1? Any ideas? Well, I just played it, didn't I?
UK's favorite, number 1. says, come on, I win.
That's all for this week. I hope that did you all right for this week anyway, Tony. Yes, if the audience doesn't get in touch, you never know. We might well be doing one or two of the others in the very near future, all right?
Hammy Hamster, the new voice on MAR.
We didn't like each other. When you were 13, you were a funny Valentine. But since you've grown up, your future is sewn up. From now on, you're gonna be mine. So if I should smile with sweet surprise, it's just that you've grown up before my very eyes. Turned into the prettiest girl I've ever seen. Happy birthday, sweet 16. If I should smile with sweet surprise, it's just that you've grown up before my very eyes. You turned into the prettiest girl I've ever seen.
Oh, yes, grab onto a hard magnet and everything's wonderful. Yes, I picked up the wrong microphone before you get all kinky on me. Oh, yes. Right. Are you ready for the horoscopes? Oh, come on, we're only 4 minutes late. Oh, come on. Oh, give me a break. Here we go then. Aries, as your thicker skinned than usual, loved ones can press your buttons very easily if they accuse you of being unfair or inconsiderate. It's up to you not to fall into the trap. Taurians, you're entering an unsettled phase when changes are inevitable. Don't hang on to the status quo, as you won't succeed and it will only cause you grief. Embrace the new. Gemini, this is a reflective period during which you become aware of certain family patterns. The past doesn't necessarily repeat itself, but breaking bad habits is helpful. Cancerians, now is a good time to cut costs. set your own mini budget and deal with any deficits. Invest in developing your own talents and strengths. These are your assets, Leo. There's a new moon in your sign on Tuesday when all will become clear. Until then, bide your time as decisions made earlier will unravel. Big changes are due. And finally, this afternoon's horoscopes is Virgo. While those around you have their crises, you are the voice of reason. Pragmatic advice is sought, and your objectivity is valued. But don't make yourself too available. All right, more after the weather, girls. Not three good at all. Anyway, we shall move on to not three goods. Here we go then, the flip side. Libra. Venus has just entered your sign, bringing with it a lighter note. But the prevailing conditions are still challenging. The planet of love will simply help ease the passage Anyone got a magnifying glass? Scorpio, certain sacrifices are expected of you and even unappealing. It's in your wider interest to oblige. Old scores will be settled and you'll get brownie points to boot. Sagittarius, a situation is costing you more than you can afford financially and emotionally. The price is too high. Stop hanging on. You'll be relieved once you let go. Capricorn, this is generally a tense time for everyone, but you're in a better position than most to gain from it. These tough times rather suit you. It's familiar terrain and you shine. Aquarius, the new moon in your opposite sign puts the focus on your relationship issues yet again. Unless you let loved ones know what you're grappling with, they can't make any allowances. And finally this week, Pisceans, keep a small track of everyday matters and the big picture will take care of itself. Your task right now is to remain on top of the minuet and not get distracted. Okay, there we are. That's the horoscopes done and dusted for this week. All right. I meant to play this right at the beginning. Are you a bit shell-shocked? Oh, it'll be all right. Come on, you remember Melvin Hayes when he was a teen? Don't you? Oh, you missed out on a privilege. I'm old enough. Yes, that Melvin Hayes, yes. That was the double deckers for him. Oh, have you just tripped over us on the AM dial? Oh, we are MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio. Oh, the pirate station of the north. Oh, too right we is. Oh, yes. Well, if you've just wandered around our area, yes, what can you do around here? Well, you've got the Grand National Experience. Make a guess. Ainsley looks good. You could wander over to Speak Hall if you wanted to. Have a nose at the Capital of Comedy, just perhaps? Graffiti classes? Nah, maybe not. Okay. And here's one down there on the Mersey, I think. You never toured Liverpool on anything like the Yellow Duck Marine. Nothing comes close to this trip. You'll never forget it. Take a ride of your life. The Yellow Duck Marine. Yes. Croxteth Hall is another one. You've always got to go and have a nose at the library, haven't you? Central Library in Liverpool. The Beatles story. Imagine experiencing the most sensational story of pop the world has ever known. In the city where it all began. The Williamston Art Gallery, just a little small looking thing with a tree on the outside. And of course you could always have a nose around the Liverpool Football Club, alright?
You've got your music for the weekend.
Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Now I'm a union man, amazed at what I am. I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all. With a hell of a shout, it's out, brothers, out. And the rise of the factories fall.
Oh, you don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. Till the day I die. Till the day I die.
As a union man, I'm wise to the lies of the company spies. And I don't get fooled by the factory rules, cause I always read between the lines. And I always get my way if I strike for higher pay. When I show my card to the Scotland Yard, and this is what I say. Oh,
something silly's just around the corner.
My life was ever clear. Now I've got the power to the working hour and every other day of the year. So though I'm a working man, I can ruin the government's plan. I'm not too hard, but the sight of my car makes me some kind of Superman.
Here we are. Doesn't time fly when you're having fun? It's around about 21 minutes past five, give or take. Come on, you know what computers are like.
Oh no, it's something silly.
Fruit salads, blackjacks and marshmallow shrimps and jubblies, bazookas and spangles and imps. The kid in the class who spoke with a lisp. And boxes of rocks on November the 5th. The Saturday classified pink with the scores. That check in his homes, his aways and his drawers. Knock down ginger, banging on doors. Does anyone remember love? Hearts. tortoise is sleeping in cupboards for months, and catching the chicken pox, beetles and mumps. Dennis the Menace and Corky the Cat, desperate Dan in his 10-gallon hat. Pineapple chunks and strawberry pits, kissing a girl who you love on the lips. Bottles of ties are all taking sips and washing up bowls full of tadpoles. Danger Man was terribly hip, like 77 Sunset Strip, no hiding place. Vixen too, Captain Pugwash and Mr. Magoo. Remember how his sight was short? Here's an insignificant thought. How come the fugitive never got caught after all in years on the run? And so that the barber could cut your hair, you sat on a plank on the arms of a chair. The barber said to the grown-up men, is there something you need for the coming weekend? A packet of three, they usually said, which went completely over my head till I got Jennifer Larson in bed, and I could have done with one then. One potato, two potato, three potato, four, five potato, six, yeah. Okay, loads more. Palm Toffees and Scooby-Doos, Reginald Boson kept reading the news. The Animal's House of the Rising Sun, a 5-minute single at number one. Palmer Wallace and Jammery Bags, and round the bike she's puffing at fags. Flashy cars like E-Type Jags, so we only had a cortina. And down to the Army and Navy store for things that were worn in the Second World War. Duffel bags, duffel coats, idiot mittens with string around our throats. Sooty and sweet beyond their ken, the Michelin Man and Bill and Ben. Do you remember Conkers when you made them hard in the oven? And flying saucers and licorice wood, William Tell and Robin Hood, the Dandy, the Beano, the Beater as well, Bing Crosby going well on shell. Putting a tiger in your tank, watching Tales of the Riverbank, Rin Tin Tin and Lassie and Hank and Parker and Lady Penelope. And do you remember packets of Tide and where you were when Kennedy died? Tiger nuts, sherbet dips, collecting cards from Fiji tips, penny bangers and tuppenny chews, Elvis Presley in G.I. Blues. Do you remember sensible shoes? And do you remember cream soda? And being scared of catching the pox, and hush, puppies and luminous socks. Next door neighbours making a noise, and what did you do with your dinky toys? Swizzles, refreshers and cola cubes. Remember when Zoobs were good for your tubes? Girls in class developing boobs, and seeing them if you was lucky. And Double Your Money with Monica Rose, the very first record of status quo's, and Radio Caroline, Tom Thumb, Little Plum, your redskin chum, Colonel Mustard, the Reverend Green, and whatever happened to Hope and Keen? Remember the ad for Ovaltine, sheriff's badges and snake belts, a blind date, roller skates, and bachelor senior service and waste. Semolina, they served this school, and closure loss of the swimming pool. It was always a sock you managed to lose, or even worse, you lost one of your shoes. Going home and breaking the news, and getting a clip round the ear hole. Remember coloured elastic bands, Sunday afternoon at your nan's. Nans were always as deaf as a post, as old as the hills and as wide as a ghost. They were always talking about the war and telling you what it was like to be poor. I couldn't wait to get out of the door to fart and melt as they fallen. Michael Miles, Provident Checks, remember those national health type specs. The boys had brown, the girls had pink, remember those great big bottles of ink. Squints, splints and Murray mints, knackered lighters that bleeded flints. Waterloo Sunset by the Kinks, and going to work on an egg. Remember the horrible ad for tunes, and wearing flares and pairs of looms. Five stones, we called them dots, Bootsy and Snudge and Saturday Jots. Third Point, bottles of milk, ice by books and anchor milk. Thinking your hair was as smooth as silk when you covered it over with Brill Cream. School milk was always warm, school straws were always tall. Tommy Cooper will always be the man that everyone loved to see. No one can hold a candle still, somehow I doubt if they ever will. Thank you, Tommy, for sharing your skill. I'm sure us Abbott would join me. These are the things that I recall, things I remember from when I was small. You can think of your own ones and all, 'cause I have just given you 200.
Well, I don't know about you, but I think that's rather good. That's Richard Darrington. Somebody did get in touch. I've forgotten the name now, but they missed it the other week. You can always get it, the rewind bits and pieces. Now, where is it? It's at www.mar.me.uk. And that's just about it for me this week. Paul J is after me. And if that was a little bit of nostalgia, Here's another little bit.
Now, this is a pedestrian light-controlled crossing. The Pelican Crossing. To cross the road, you press the button and wait. Wait until the red man changes to the green man. See? Yes. Now, if all is clear, we can cross. There we are. Oh, dear, I've left my brolly behind.
I'll get it, Grandad.
No, stop. The green man is flashing.
Ooh.
Yes, that means the lights are about to change.
Ooh.
So you mustn't start to cross.
Oh, I see.
That's a good girl. Now, remember, you have to wait until the red man changes to green. Then, if all's clear, cross.
Oh.
Don't forget, when the green man flashes, it's too late to step out. There. Oh, it started to rain. Wish I'd brought my brother.
Yeah, now we've got popping crossings and everything else. Oh, blimey. Nat King Cole taking us out.
Those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Dust off the sun and moon and sing a song of cheer. Just fill your basket full of sandwiches and weenies. Then lock the house up. Now you're set. And on the beach you'll see the girls in their bikinis, as cute as ever, but they never get them wet. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. You'll wish that summer could always be. Soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Dust off the sun and moon and sing a song of cheer. Don't have to tell a girl and fella about a drive-in or some romantic movie scene. Why, from the moment that those lovers start arriving, you'll see more kissing in the cars than on the screen. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. You'll wish that summer could always be. That summer could always be here. You wish that summer could always be here.
Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Lift off.